Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Heidi, 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 ho. Hody, 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 hi. And so with that, we begin another hour of the optimistic Doug Stephan Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I belong to the Optimist Club. Not always does it sound that way, but I feel that it's important to be optimistic and start off your day or put yourself in a position every day, excuse me, to believe that the gods of all of the things in the air will leave me alone for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, so here's our positive thought for August the 9th, which we are into. All is connected. No one thing can change by itself. You get that? And we can't individually or collectively, we all are part of the same moving organism. That would be the Earth. And so we all contribute to the strength of the Earth or the weakness of the Earth. So let's be strong today for Mother Earth, all right? But for a good way to kind of piece together a lot of crazy stuff going on. So Donald Trump says the FBI served a search warrant at his home and office at Mar-a-Lago. FBI went in there. They even opened his safe. How'd they open his safe?
Well, if there's a search warrant, I think you have to.
Well, did they tell him to open the safe? There were a large group of FBI agents that went in there trying to... was it appropriate? Is this related to January 6th? Apparently it is. In addition to taking a shot at law enforcement, Trump also disparaged Democrats. You know, it's the same stuff that you get from Trump all the time. But this is interesting. The execution of this search warrant required a sign-off by a federal judge. So the authorization was there to get the evidence of any potential crime. So it isn't just January 6th. It could be anything.
So it sounds like a witch hunt.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does sound like a witch hunt. So he was in New York at the time. He wasn't there. And he didn't obviously know they were going to... He didn't have too many friends in the Secret Service, I think, by the time he got out of office. Another group of people that didn't care much for him one way or another. There are all kinds of reports, all kinds of twists and turns on this, it looks like, Jay. The National Archives and Records Administration says that it retrieved 15 boxes of documents back months ago. They believed Trump had more records. Matter of fact, there was a story floating around yesterday from the White House staff when he was there that he was flushing stuff down the toilet. Did you see that? It was like a bad movie.
Yeah,
cut
like
the
not
stuff up
at all.
Flush it down the toilet.
But still, it's one of those things that don't they have to have reasonable cause for something specific to go after? They
yes.
can't just be like, we know he's hiding
right.
something, so we need to figure
right.
out
no,
what we can land him on, or nail him on, I should say. But perhaps he is guilty of doing something wrong. There's been so much of I feel like, just people that want to get him one way or the other that different things are going under the radar.
Yeah.
And what does this say for the justice system as well?
Well, it says the differential to Trump. Mike Pence, who with the Trump lovers is now public enemy number one because he apparently has been the one who has given them a lot of information about what Trump knew and what he didn't know and stuff about this. And you can understand
proof.
That. And is that going to be the court? If Trump runs the two of them, if they run against each other, the hatchet job. Pence is not my cup of tea, but he's a gentleman. And he has he's presented himself, acquitted himself well, I think. And maybe it's just style. I'm not sure. He doesn't have his points of view on important issues are not the same as mine. But still, that doesn't, you see, people always, well, I would never have voted for him, but maybe that's not important to the story. And so maybe it's not necessary for me to say something like that, because you don't have to bracket everything with an apology for how you believe. I have no apologies about how I think. Why should I? Those are my thoughts. Yeah, I don't have to apologize for what I think about Trump or what I think about Pence or what I think about you or what I think about anybody. Why would I? My thoughts are all pure and good about you, and so under the circumstances, I wouldn't have any.
Shucks.
But, yeah, I know. Shucks.
But so much has happened during this current presidency and the last presidency in terms of how many impeachment claims, or not claims, how many times have they been moving towards impeachment? How many times has there been something even said regarding voting? So it kind of feels like election history and politics in history to begin with, or just to end with, is that it's forever changed. Everything is going to be questioned, and everybody is going to be attacked just because they're on the opposite side of the aisle, whichever aisle people want
to be. It's attack politics. It's not constructive politics. It's all about attack. And then we have the whole business of elections. I do a local television program here about the coming and goings, what's going on in my city. And we were going to have the election, the lady who's the, and I'm sure her birthday is the same as mine, so I have to like her. I like her a lot. The city clerk is the person in charge of all this stuff, and I wanted to have her on the TV show, and she is short-staffed, and they're trying to push things because they have to prepare for the primary, which is the second Tuesday in September, I think, here in Massachusetts. But there are so many things that I wanted to talk. I'm very frustrated because she said yesterday she couldn't do the program that we're planning on doing tomorrow. So the reason I bring it up is because she said there's so much to do with regard to the election. And I get that in the sense that there's the mail-in ballots, there's the absentee ballots, there are whatever other things are going on, and she's the type of person that wants nobody to question the results, doesn't want any problem, wants to make sure it's all done right. And so the voter irregularity stuff, that'll, you can be sure there's plenty of the people who are running on the coattails of Trump. If they don't win, they say, voter fraud, election fraud, what? There are plenty of problems in the system. And I certainly don't cotton to mail-in ballots. Frankly, I think that there's too many circumstances in which they can be fiddled with. How do you know where they end up? How do you know that your vote's going to be counted? How do you know somebody didn't, when they opened the envelope, they looked at it and said, I don't like this one, I'm throwing it away. You know, they say, well, there are plenty of system, in the system, there are plenty of ways of protecting everybody's ballot. I don't trust any of them.
Well,
I want to put my ballot in the box.
Fly. If there's even any questionable legitimacy to this, then it's still not good enough.
No, that's right. That's the great way to put it, as a matter of fact. 14 past the hour. In a moment, the effort to cap insulin for most Americans goes up in smoke, as it were, or up in other things. And people are up in arms. We'll have that for you, that discussion, after this.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 and 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Can you believe how crazy this is? The children are back in school already. I'm looking back at, my daughter is telling me about Miles. I haven't talked to Miles for a couple of days. Back in school yesterday. he's had a full summer. He's here. He's in camps and that sort of thing. But it just seems crazy. This early in August, there are youngsters in school. Ithaca, New York, as their schools opening up later on this week. And so you look around the country and there are all kinds of examples of this. It just seems kind of crazy.
It is very abstract. And you would think that they would end later in the year and start later rather than ending earlier in the summer and starting earlier. Because summer doesn't even start until, June 20th?
It's 21st. Hot. It's a lot of hot. And the schools are not air-conditioned. Hot, hot, hot. Speaking of being hot, a lot of people are hot under the collar because they're... Apparently it was the fail switch, the goal of lowering the price of insulin for 150 million Americans who have private health insurance. Apparently they got that for Medicare, but they did not get the $35. So how much profit is there? My first question when it comes to something like this is, how much real profit is there in a shot of insulin? Is it $3? How much does that shot cost you? Cost the people, the drug companies that are making it. This is one of those things that is the private market, or even though we really I do embrace private enterprise. I'd rather have private enterprise do a lot of stuff than government. But in this circumstance, because there's so many people that have this problem, now you can argue, most of the people who were there got there on their own. They didn't have the problem, but because of the way they eat and live their lives, they have it and they need it. Yeah, but okay. How many different arguments are there?
Type 1 versus type 2 for sure.
Yeah, right, exactly. But my overview of this would be, how much profit is necessary, and is that, some would say, well, why is that up to you to decide? Who decides what is a fair profit margin? Well, if there's a 90%, and I think I read somewhere, and I'm trying to remember where it was a while ago, that it was about $3 and $3.50 for each of the treatments. That's how much it costs to make them. So if you're selling them for 10 times that, and that seems fair, doesn't it? So how much more do people, if Medicare is going to say, we're only paying this, and that's it, and that's how they deal with doctors and all of the things, the prescriptions. Like I remember when I was taking something, and I had to tell, before I was able to get coverage for it, I had to tell them in the October sign-up period what it was that I was taking. I don't even remember what it was. It was nothing serious. It was, cheap. But still, you have to tell them. So how am I going to know halfway through the year if I'm going to play devil's advocate? If you've got a problem and halfway through the year you don't have coverage, you have to wait until October, that's another kind of stupid thing. Why is it in October? What's the magic about signing up in October? Why can't you sign up any time for Medicare?
Mm-hmm.
That's a separate conversation. Anyway,
it could be so easily managed if people had the proper access to it. Nobody should be having these serious complications from, say, diabetic ketoacidosis, which is more common with type 1, even though type 2 can still develop it.
Right. All right, 21 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
American Family Farmer podcast.
The increases now in the price of bread and wheat generated things, and the fact that there has been a shortage of it causing everything, the cost of bread, good Lord, gone crazy because of global grain supplies, and because now Ukraine and Russia have made a deal to open up one of the ports, the prices are going down. Ukraine is a pretty important producer of grain.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Celebrity in the focus on social media, trending items, and certainly nothing short of complete attention given to the passing of Olivia Newton-John and also to what's going on with Anne Heche. We have some time for Olivia Newton-John in the next half hour, but I want to talk about Anne Heche and what the situation is. It's pretty serious, so we'll give you the explanation and bring you up to date on that after this.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
All right, so Anne Heche apparently is in extremely critical condition, Jay. Burn injuries, pulmonary problems. She's been
bad.
A big smoker all of her life, most of her adult life anyway. And so she would have compromises, pulmonary lung compromises. And so whatever the injuries are, certainly are complicated. And the burns also, apparently, surgical attention to that. She is not in good shape, 53 years old, and nobody seems to... I haven't seen an explanation that really explains what happened, and they can't talk to her because she's in a coma, so it's all speculation as to what went on.
That's the thing. The previous reports from her team was saying that she was stable shortly after the accident.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, she became unconscious, slipped into a coma. She's now in extremely critical condition. She has all of these injuries. Authorities, investigators did produce a warrant to draw her blood because there are allegations that she was drunk at the time, possibly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they are definitely going to be looking into all of this, but it wasn't the house that she hit when her car caught on fire wasn't the first thing that happened during this drive. Apparently she hit a parking garage attached to an apartment complex and almost hit somebody a pedestrian while running a stoplight and then went right into this house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was impaired. So I'm surprised that there isn't some dirt on her brought up by TMZ or somebody. You know, what was going on with her? Did she have problems? What's going on at home? Her relationships? You know, that sort of thing. There always is that sort of thing. And there hasn't been anything that came out here. So one wonders about that. That's what I'm wondering. Okay, what's the other shoe to drop? What's going on with her? And I don't know much about her. She was, I remember, relationship-wise, earlier in her career, she was with another woman. And I'm trying to remember.
Ellen DeGeneres, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. That's what it was, yeah. So she's been on both sides of the camp. At any rate, the only good thought for Anne Heche as she lives or dies by what happens probably the next day or so. It's 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford Pro continues to help guide cities into an electrified, software-driven world with the launch of America's first electrified pickup truck, purpose-built for police. The 2023 Ford F-150 Lightning Pro Special Services Vehicle. The F-150 Lightning Pro SSV blends familiar, built for tough power and performance with the vehicle's high-tech electric platform. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
And Doug.
Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
With police lights flashing at the driveway and TV cameras poised to go, another made-for-TV raid by the partisan FBI took place at President Trump's residence in Florida overnight. A D.C. judge claims there was enough evidence that Trump took papers from the White House years ago. What some are calling a continuation of the witch hunt, Harmeet Dhillon on Fox News is with the Republican National Lawyers Association.
This is about we, the American people, and the contempt that our leaders have for us. And it's time for us to take back Washington and put a stop to this type of banana republic nonsense.
37-year-old Nicole Linton, suspected of speeding through a red light at nearly 100 miles per hour in Los Angeles, plowing into several cars, killing several people last week, has been charged with 6 counts of murder. We are USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Partisan politics in Washington, D.C. has reared its ugly head again. The FBI has raided the home of a former president. No arrests were made. Evidence has been made up in the past by FBI agents that simply hate Trump. The FBI searched President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, claiming he took classified papers years ago from the White House. Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News.
This Friday, we're going back to vote on this stupid bill that the Democrats passed out of the Senate yesterday. So we will be there all day Friday. I'll be in Thursday night. Merrick Garland, Chris Wray, come to the House Judiciary Committee this Friday and answer our questions about this action today, which has never happened in American history. What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after? This is unbelievable. And understand the history here. 1 year ago, it was the Merrick Garland using the paper Patriot Act against parents. 1 day ago, it was 87,000 agents in a bill the Democrats passed to go harass Americans from the IRS. And today, we have the raid of a former president's home in America. So heck, we deserve answers now. And this Friday would be a good time. Jerry Nadler, call up Christopher Wray, call up Merrick Garland, bring him in front of the House Judiciary Committee so we can ask him the questions that the American people deserve answers to.
The annual Perseid meteor shower and a supermoon will grace our skies Thursday night through the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Natalie Lucas, his name. She's at a YMCA pool in Colorado. No experience whatsoever in birthing babies, and why should she, right? At the age of 18?
Yeah, age of 18. It was just a quiet, easy day. Wasn't expecting any big shenanigans to be happening, but one little one had other plans and was like, no, I'm coming into the world right now.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
5:34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Did you choose to make today a good day? Have you chosen that already? You'll have challenges today. No question about it. We all will.
We all do every day, don't we?
I'm a believer that
it's worth it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. So you appreciate what life is all about, because there are challenges that make it not always as smooth as you would like.
I mean, look at the lake, and it's smooth as glass, right?
There's no wind. There's nothing that's coming in. And so the problem is, if you have a sailboat, you'll be stuck. Think about it that way. That's your only wind. Chop it up a little bit. Face the challenges, and let's work our way through them. The challenge that Olivia Newton-John had for 27 years, exactly the same as my wife faced for 21 years. The breast cancer moving from one part of her body to another. She had four or five of these circumstances where she was at death's door. And she would come back because she was a tough cookie. She had the right attitude. People loved her. She had lots of support. She was somebody that naturally, no matter who you talk to or who you read, Jay, everybody seemed to love Olivia Newton-John.
Mm-hmm. Even just looking at a picture of her smile.
Yeah.
It was like that light still filled a room. And
right.
I liked one of the things she would always talk about. She would describe herself as a cancer thriver, not a cancer survivor, mm-hmm. because she said that she continued to lead a full life despite her diagnosis, despite going through treatment, and lived so many more years. In February of last year, her daughter got married, and she just said it was such a blessing because she truly, honestly didn't expect to still be alive.
Yeah. And imagine living your life like that. My children and I talk about this all the time because Tony, my wife, didn't really talk about it in the sense that it was her cause for being. She lived life. She worked her way through all of the things that people have to work their way. I was just, we're talking about challenges. Imagine facing this. Olivia Newton-John did for, 27 years, I think? 24 years, 27 years?
Yeah, about 30 years.
Tony did it for 21 years before it got her. But it was, you see people who go through this. Is the story here how heinous cancer is and this type of cancer and how women get it? And how they deal with it, or is the story of Olivia Newton-John and her individual? I think it's a combined story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives us an opportunity to talk about these things and why it is that her body was susceptible. What was she around? What was there in her history? All of the things that people come up with. She wasn't a denier, that's for sure. And so she was doing pretty well. I thought the last time there was anything written about her, I thought she was in pretty good shape. It wasn't like, or at least we weren't believed. I wasn't led to believe that she was in danger. Now all of a sudden, bingo, she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
She was, recently or within the last couple of years, during one of the anniversaries of Greece, she met up with John Travolta for the celebration, and they were even dancing together. And what was that, back at the beginning of 2020, I think?
I think they maintained 2018? A good friendship all of their lives. I think once they were had that experience together, they seemed to be, there was always some connection between the two of them. I saw a lot of pictures last night looking through this of Olivia Newton-John with John Travolta and her husband. She had she was married twice or three times? First child.
Twice, I believe.
She had a couple of obvious, she was living with a couple of guys, and it didn't seem to be her whole life, but she did seem to like her husband, John Easterling, the one most mm-hmm. recently that she was with. So, anyway, a great life. And here's sort of an interesting overview of the career of Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John, one of the signature voices of Australia. Olivia Newton-John was born in Cambridge, England, and moved to Melbourne at age 6. She returned to the UK as a teen for her career, scoring her international breakthrough a few years later, If Not For You.
If Not For You.
It was her role opposite John Travolta in Grease that made her a superstar and yielded one of the biggest hits of all time, You're the One That I Want. In the 80s, Xanadu, Magic, and Physical showed a more provocative Olivia. In the 90s, she survived breast cancer and became an advocate for a cure, adding to her many humanitarian causes. Loved by fans around the world, she sold over 120 million albums, leaving an indelible mark on music and cinema history. We remember Olivia Newton-John.
I'm sad. You're going to hear my voice
probably. Yeah, you can't help but get chills listening to that.
Yeah. All the stuff that she... There's not one song. Yeah, she was Dame Olivia Newton-John, pronounced so by the Queen. When you look at the body of work, and that was the other thing, reading through this last night, you kind of forget some of the dozens and dozens and dozens of hits from all musical genres, country, pop, the things that she was back and forth. I Honestly Love You, I think, is one of the real... I think she got a Grammy for that, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, And it was so different than physical. Physical was 1982, and it was like sexy. Everybody thought, wow, listen to this thing. Let's get physical. Newton John. The career speaks for itself, and so did her life. So, congratulations for having lived it well and longer than many people would have thought you would at 73. Tough stuff. Anyway, so it's good to be able to remember all of that music, frankly. Here's something else from, I suppose, maybe, I don't know, when you talk about death, might as well throw a few things together here that come from the same general area of concentration. The passing of Gabby Petito. Everybody remember who Gabby Petito was?
Yes.
Remember that whole crazy incident with the, what's the guy's name that she was with? I forget what his name was.
Oh, my gosh. It was just right in my brain, too. Yeah. Yes. Brian Laundrie. That's
Laundrie.
Right.
That's it, right.
Well, yeah. And he comes back. They're on this months-long cross-country road trip and living in a van. And he comes back without her. Then she's found, what, weeks later, and they realize that she had been dead this whole time.
Yeah. Yep. So they filed a wrongful death lawsuit against police in Utah. The department failed to properly investigate the domestic violence case and to protect her. Apparently there were reports sent to the police. The police didn't really do anything about it, right? So now this lawsuit going for $50 million against the community.
And these body cam footage and the reports, they did become public knowledge, and they're saying that some of the issues that the Utah police that were handling this at the time, they classified it poorly rather than showing it as a domestic violence situation, which would have had further protocols. They instead reported it as, mischaracterized it as disorderly conduct, and just told them that, okay, you guys need to separate. Gabby Petito had said that she initiated the fight and he was just defending himself, which happens a lot of times with domestic violence victims, where they take blame for something just out of fear. And she was the one that begged, you know, not to have them separate, according to these reports, and that he said he had her phone because he didn't have his own, even though during questioning he pulled out his own phone, but nobody followed up on the discrepancies and what he was saying. And it was just, the whole thing was a mess. And Gabby Petito's family is saying it was handled very poorly. And had it been handled correctly, she would have been protected and she may still be alive.
Yeah, I think there's some credibility to the claims that they've presented here.
Absolutely.
And it goes back to, for those who think that law enforcement can do no wrong, there's plenty of wrong here to go around. Plenty of blame, plenty of wrong. And so what are these bad? We go back to the general causal conversation that we have about police. What are your expectations when you pay your taxes and that money goes to the police, the fire department, to whatever goes on in your community? What are your expectations in terms of the police? Your expectations ought to be that they do the job that they are supposed, that they're sworn to do, to the best of their ability. When you read through this, it's pretty damned obvious they didn't do much of anything. So, well, if people say, well, those people weren't taxpayers. Come on. In that community, a lot of these excuses are just plain lame. And so, anyway, it'd be interesting to see how that goes. Here's the story from Georgia at 45 past the hour. The father and son were involved in the death of Ahmed Arbery. Remember him? The three men that are in the, they murdered him, right?
Saw him running past and decided to grab weapons, jump in trucks, and chase after him.
Chase after him. They killed him. And so the father and son get life. The third defendant got 35 years. Why didn't he get life either? I guess he took the video, but he wasn't involved.
Yeah.
So is that too harsh? He was 35 years, he took the video. He wasn't involved in killing.
No, that's not too harsh at all. He was there. He didn't stop it. He promoted it by taking the video. He hopped in his truck, too, and followed in.
Mm-hmm. February 23rd, 2020. These two nutbirds grabbed guns and jumped in a truck, chased after Arbery, who was out on a run, right? A morning run? Wasn't that it? Wasn't he the one that was? Do I remember that?
Yeah, there were different stories. Some stories were saying he was out on the run. Other stories say that he was seen walking around a construction area. Either which way, it didn't. None of that needed to end the way it did.
Somebody came after me. I walk around construction jobs all the time. Nobody's come after me. I don't know. It just shows the prejudices that are still alive and not well in America. 46 after the hour, the situation in North Carolina with guns in schools after this.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working off faith.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's on its head, so if that earphone was out, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Big hello to Terry Joe Wheeler today, Christopher Jim Big Jim. Christopher Big Jim Lamont's listening. Marshall Johnson, how do you do? So the story from North Carolina is that a sheriff's office had locked up a bunch of AR-15 rifles in the six schools in this particular town, in response to what happened in Texas. Is this the right move? You happy about this? If your child's in a school with a bunch of AR-15s locked up in the office, is that an okay thing?
Yeah, there's definitely strong sides to both of, like, to this, because you have on the one hand, if something were to happen, you don't want police to have to wait for, say, the shooter is barricaded in a room, and then they have to wait for the fire department to come. They have all these tools that they can address this, but at the same time, gun safety experts are saying address the cause from a different area where most kids and teens are killed because of guns in the home that are not secured.
Yeah. All right, well, that's food for thought. That's for sure. 10 before the hour.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Past the hour now. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Many of you know that I do a couple of other programs in addition to the daily Doug Steffen Good Day program. I do a program called The American Family Farmer, which is heard on a lot of these same stations and other stations as well, getting into what we talk about here in this portion of the program every day, the connection between farms and food and families. And one of the things that I will be talking about, I can make brief comment here, but it'll be more of a discussion this week in the American Family Farmer, is the concerns, the number of people who are waking up to being concerned about the safety of food imported from China, contaminated food. The biggest problem we have, as it turns out, when you hear stories about contaminated food, you know, I'm guilty of this, I don't go back far enough into the story, but 4 out of 5 of the problems that we're having with chemicals, or we're having with bacteria, salmonella, E. coli, and that sort of thing, it traces its roots to China. I don't know that should be a big surprise.
Wow.
But
yeah.
Hello.
And it just seems like there's so many hidden things, whether it's pesticides or the microplastics.
Yeah.
There is always something.
Yep. Now, here's the story from a South Dakota dairy farm that has put in methane digesters, renewable natural gas. I think that I cannot remember sometimes whether I talk about these things on the air, whether I talk about them off the air, or whether I just read this. Did I send this to you? And that was how, because I remember reading something about it, and I think I talked about it last week's American Family Farmer.
Oh, really? This was just posted yesterday.
Was that?
Okay. Fresh.
So it's another story.
New.
Yeah, it's another story about methane digesters and what happens with cow manure, and how you can capture the methane and use it for energy. You know, all these people that complain, oh, the cows kill them all because they're killing us. You know, that kind of nonsense. Well,
those are the same people who are like, but first let me eat them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so the dairy people around the country have got support from the USDA to build these methane digesters. You've got to have 100 cows or more in order to make it work properly. But it is something that's good because it keeps the methane gas from escaping, A, which people say is bad for the atmosphere, and B, it creates energy that can be used on the farm. It can be used. It's not much different than any other natural gas, frankly. So it's used for the same sorts of things. And so this is a good deal. And more people are going to be doing it. You'll see more of these big blue tanks on farms. And then they take the manure and they spread it on the fields. Good all the way around. It's good stuff. So if you hear the story or you wonder what some of these big blue tanks are on farms, that's what they are. Methane digesters. In a moment, the Klondike folks are working on a plan. Wait till you hear what the plan is.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
All right, wasn't it just a few weeks ago we talked about the demise of the Choco Taco?
Is this one of the, like, best marketing ploys, though? Because people forgot the Choco Taco even existed until it was being threatened to go extinct. And now everybody's like, bring it back. And now Klondike is like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Right. That's the best form of PR. It doesn't cost you any money. Just throw something against the wall and see what sticks. And in this case, the Choco Taco stuck. And so they're going to, quote, reconsider our long-term plans at Klondike. How about that? This will make somebody's day here. Yeah, they didn't really put good ice cream into Klondike, though. That's just cheap crap that they use. But I still, every once in a while, I'll steal a Klondike.
Oh, totally.
It's fun, yeah. It's fun to unwrap the aluminum and the chocolate right there, and this is nice and hard. And, yum! All right, so anyway, there's hope for the Choco Taco. 59 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Good Day Program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.